Hey, everybody, and welcome to session 5 of the Top Practices Business Development and Goal Setting Workshop. I hope you're using this time. If you're doing this in the summer, which is exactly the right time of year to do it, great. If you're doing it at another time of the year because you started now and you're rolling through it, great. The best day to have done all of this is really when you started your career. The second best day is today. So welcome to session 5. What we're going to talk about this time are the tools to help you keep your team communicating and on track. And actually today, it's really just one tool, the action plan. Now, I learned about discovered action plans years ago. They are also deceptively simple because they're simply a list of things that have to get done. But there is literally, in my entire experience, and I've never really met anybody that knows a more effective tool for accomplishing what you need to get done in terms of the projects that you need to get done. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Next time in session 6, we're going to be talking about execution tools. But today, it's still just that last bit of organization. Now, for let's remember now, for organization so far, we've talked about the goals that you've just worked on. Those you just did, they're designed to help us get this vision where we've got to go. And again, those are based on what you value, what you truly want. They're prioritized now by the things that are the most important, what you should do, not just what you could do. So we should be pretty well set by now to put an action plan into place. Now, another resource for action plans is my book, Podiatry Prosperity. If you go to page 80, that's where I discuss the simple rules of using an action plan. Now, action plans, as I said, are powerful, really, really effective tools. And yet, many times I've had people try to use them and really, really struggle. Some cases fail because they didn't fix it, but let's talk about, you know, what they're not. They are not your numbers. You don't keep your numbers on your action plan. You keep your numbers on your number sheets where you're watching things. They're not your daily activities or your calendar or even your agendas for your meetings. Action plans are designed for the projects that you and your staff are working on to get things done. And they can be done in multiple areas in your practice. And we'll talk about that. But remember, an action plan basically is just a list. You can open it up. There's an example of one. And then there's one that you can actually use yourself to build your own, give them to your staff to have them build theirs. But it's just a list with the task that has to be done, the subtasks that are associated with that task, who's responsible, what are the delivery dates when it needs to be completed, and what's the actual status of it. And so that's all an action plan is. Remember, this is how we get the goals done, the projects done, okay? Now, you also may have many action plans. So for instance, I have action plans with all the key people. Diane and I maintain an action plan for Top Practices for the sort of the executive and the strategic vision for the practice. She's our company's CFO/COO. She maintains that action plan. She's better at it than I am. And she maintains that. I've got an operational one that I work with, with Michelle Beckwith, who works with me in our operational side of the business. I've got them for sales. I've got them for marketing. I maintain none of those. You, doctor, should maintain none of those. The person that's really responsible for the area of your practice, whether it's the billing, whether it's, you know, it could be financial, it could be MAs, it could be whatever projects that you're working on with your direct reports or partners or associates, those are maintained by those folks. And it's a very simple process. The way you use an action plan is you first of all, you have a brainstorming session where you get all the things down that this team needs to do. Now, your goals should help direct you with that, but there's other projects that need to be done. You prioritize those projects. You decide which ones we're going to be working on now. And remember, you can only work on about 3 big projects at a time. You might have the other ones listed, but you should be pushing out some dates. Let's just do this step at a time. And typically, we're executing in 12-week plans, which we'll talk about next time. You just write them down. Okay, you know, we need to install the new EMR. Well, great. Who's responsible? That could be one, two, or three names. I mean, however many names are actually there. And then the date by which this needs to be completed and what's the status. So that every time the team meets, we open up the action plan and we look at it and we say, okay, where do we stand with this? Now, for a project like that, there'll be a number of subtasks, right? First, we have to, you know, make a decision which one we're going to do. Then we have to purchase it. Then we have to plan the training. Then we have to, you know, run our beta test. Then we have to transport the data. You have all the different things you might have to do on there. By what dates and how are we going to do it? And you just keep working on that plan. Typically, I meet with all of my reports every single week and we review our action plans. We open it up. Let's look at the action plan. That's how we do every single meeting. They're responsible for maintaining the action plan. So as we go down through it line by line and discuss where we are, what's going on, they may say, we're going to have difficulty hitting this date. And here's why. And then we can talk about it. Remember, there's an important rule with action plans. No surprises. Never come to a meeting having not done the thing that you have agreed and we all see on the action plan that you'll have done by this time. If for some reason after the meeting you find out you got a problem, then your job is to come to your boss, in this case it would be me, and say, hey, I got a problem here. Let me explain what it is. We might say, well, we need to roll our sleeves up and get this fixed because that date can't be missed. Or we might say, okay, let's move the date back a week, 2 weeks, whatever seems to be appropriate, because it might not be that time that's sensitive. But never come to a meeting saying, I didn't get that done, because that's letting the team down. That's letting yourself down. You don't miss action plan dates. No surprises. That means we can manage. We can just manage stuff when we do it that way. So you go down through each one. When you've completed an item, I always print out the action. I used to always print out the action plan. I advise all of you to do that every single time, or have the persons responsible for it, if they're in the same location as you, print it out, leave a copy on your desk. Because when you're going through it, you can take a pencil and you can draw through anything that's completed. And then I would always have the last week's action plan with me whenever we look at the updated one that was sent and now we're reviewing. Because if anything is on the previous action plan without a line drawn through it, and it's not on the current action plan, that means someone deleted that item without agreement, which is a really serious offense in my world. Because here's the thing. I can't keep any of this stuff straight ever. I can't remember anything. The only reason I'm so organized is I've got action plans and I like, I know we're doing this or whatever. You want to make sure. Now, I have reached a state at my company whereby the competency, the efficiency, and the trust with everyone in top practices is so high that I no longer feel any need to do that whatsoever. No one in top practices would ever let something slide and just get off the thing because they don't want it. It would just never happen. So over time, you might get to that point. You may be with some employees that you always print them out. Sometimes you don't. But that's how you manage these. When the meeting's over, the person that is directly responsible for the area and the projects or the maintenance of that action plan has 24 hours to just do the update, which if they're doing it as we go along, they might be doing in real time, and then email the updated action plan. It's just, you know, new date, action plan goes out to everybody. Email, it could go into the Google Doc, that shared resource. It could be printed, whatever you want to do, but their responsibility is to maintain it. What they don't do, this is a big no-no. You don't say, okay, I got all that, great. And then they don't give the new action plan to everybody within 24 hours or less. Because what'll happen then is we'll be like, yeah, I'll get to that. And then, you know, the whole week will go by. And then just before the meeting, like, oh yeah, I got to get that action plan updated and out to everybody. Well, we were supposed to be working on it this whole week. So that is a real, again, super no-no. So you don't maintain any of these action plans. Doctor, owner, your staff, your partners that have some responsibility possibly, or your your associate doctors might do that as well. Use them at every meeting and check the status. And it's kind of fun. Sometimes, you know, there may be really long lists when you start. It could be a big, long list of things. But after a while, it'll get down to just the things you're working on, and it can become a extremely positive, stress-reducing experience to use action plans. So let me ask you this. Have you ever or recently had, you're in a meeting with your staff, you're like, well, we got to fix this, whatever. Somebody says, I'll take care of it. You say, great, that's good. And then, you know, time goes by and you think, whatever happened with that? And you go to that person and you say, hey, whatever happened with that? And they're like, oh, my bad. Yeah, I'll take care of that right now. You need action plans. If you ever say the words, hey, what's the status of, or whatever happened with, or whatever, you need action plans. Action plans end all the guesswork. You simply know what we're working on. You know if there's problems. You know how to work with the team. You solve those problems, or you get help solving those problems. That's how it works. And remember, this is not for your routine work or maintaining your numbers or any of that. There are, you know, regular routine calendared things. It's for projects that you're working on that need to have accountability to the group. It takes time to make them work. But without them, I couldn't get anything done. I couldn't remember anything. I live, absolutely live and thrive and succeed because I use action plans. So if you run into any trouble with these, let me know. And it can happen, but I just tried to give you a number of the real challenges, the roadblocks and the traps that action plans have. And as long as you understand what they really are for, you'll be great. Next time, we're going to talk about execution tools and just getting things done that are on your action plan, that are based on your goals that have been prioritized by what you value. All comes together, and that's a beautiful thing. See you next time.